The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's loan type is going to be P&L loans, profit and loss loans. So because we specialize in non-QM loans here at The Mortgage Calculator, it's something we're very familiar with. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into a deep dive into that shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates and see what they're looking like. So Nick, if you're ready, let's pull up the pricing tool and take a look at the market this morning.
All right. Let me switch my screen and we'll get started. So, as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the rates for today. It is April 12th, just after 11 a.m. So all of these standard programs are live here. So we will compare a basic scenario, which we'll set up to compare the APR across the programs. If you'd like a full breakdown of all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers to help you out. So the scenario we'll set up is a $400,000 loan amount. Set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer today for conforming conventional. Compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have 5,000 additional options here, including P&L loans, which is the topic for today. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. We can quote it up. And USDA is only for properties that are in USDA eligible areas. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio of 40. So let's check the rates this morning. Ouch, still getting creamed in the markets here. Rates are still going up a little bit from the bad news we had this week. Best option this morning, 6.875, 2.125 discount points. Puts the final APR at 7.147 here for the best conventional option. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for conventional, usually the next option we want to present is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time we'll select FHA, which does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical for the demo here so we can compare across the programs the APR. And best option this morning, 6% rate, 2.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 6.946. So good option for our customers that need to use it. And actually our customers that might qualify for both, FHA might be a touch cheaper in this example. So definitely don't overlook it. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So great option for our customers that need to use these FHA programs. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for FHA, many other banks or lenders don't have other options and we'll have to deny that customer. But that's where we love to present our 5,000 other options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll keep everything identical, but now we get a new box that pops up where we can change our income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and non-QM. That's 2 years of tax, conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if we don't qualify with that, we'll want to take advantage of an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs, investor programs, which is for investment properties. So we'll show those here in a second. Personal bank statement program, 12-month, is the most popular. We also have RSU, stated income, BOE 1099, and P&L. Jose will go into a deep dive today as well. Most popular, though, is the 12-month bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. When our self-employed borrowers submit their tax returns, sometimes they may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all or just may need a little more income. We can help them out either way with just using their last 12 bank statements to determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just the cash in the bank. So most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income. All right. Best option for bank statements this morning, 7.25 rate, 2.3 discount points. Puts the final APR at 7.656. So again, it's within a half a point of conventional as usual. So great option for our customers that need to use it. It's almost identical to conventional there, just a half a point higher or so in cost, and allows our customers to get the home they really want. Now, if we scroll down here, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these towards the bottom may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues, may allow different ways to calculate the income. So tons of different options here. Please get with our team to find which of the hundreds will work best. And now for our final demos, we'll do investment properties. We'll set up $400,000 loan amount again, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and we'll compare that to the non-QM options. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, the government programs do not work for investments, so we stick with these top two here. We'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's going to stay the same. All we've edited here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see the options today. And they're spread a little bit more. So as usual, the portfolio is coming out on top, especially when the rates get volatile. So the portfolio option does not actually require being sold to Fannie or Freddie, so it doesn't require the loan level price adjustments. So this one has no loan level price adjustments, still uses all the same guidelines, but a great option here. 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points, final APR 7.277. And the first true conventional option here, 7.125 rate, 3.375 discount points, final APR of 7.535. And that includes the loan level price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie have for the conventional loans. So good options here. Definitely take a peek at the portfolio option if your customers are looking for investments here. But I definitely recommend all of our investors also check out our non-QM options, which are typically even more attractive. So we'll set up the final demo here for investment property, and this time we'll select expanded guidelines, aka non-QM. So the first thing we need to pick is our income type. Most popular loan and most popular income type here for investment properties is the DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rental income to determine a DSCR value. Stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we always put 1.5 so we can see all the programs. And the final option we must select is a prepayment penalty. 3 years is standard on these programs. That's what we'll use. We can select no prepay. That will cost more and limit what shows up. And same thing with 5 years. That will limit what shows up, but does save our customers some money. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we always use here. So let's check out the DSCR options. Awesome. 7% rate, 3.025 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.475, and as has been the case recently, beating conventional, which is absolutely amazing. Not quite beating the full doc portfolio option there that was listed, but definitely beating conventional. I'd say 100% of investors would take advantage of the DSCR loan if it's beating, obviously, but even when it's not beating the conventional cost. So lots of great options here. Definitely recommend all of our investors check it out. And if we scroll down, there's tons of options. Some may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit events. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income. You've seen some of our episodes on the different variations we have. But now let me switch my screen again and get into today's topic, which is a great option. You always see there on our non-QM income type options, we can use P&Ls. But we don't do that in the live price because they're a little bit complicated, right? So P&L, not the standard program, and they do vary a little bit from, you know, program to program, outlet to outlet. So a little bit harder to do that on the live show. So we have Jose today going through some specific examples to talk about the actual specifics here because the P&L is a little bit different for every different program here. It's not just a bank statement standard issue. So Jose, can you talk a little bit about how the P&L works and I guess why? Also, we always want to make sure why we're going to do this versus a bank statement, and then let's check out the examples.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Profit and loss loan uses a profit and loss report. We can do either a 12-month option or a 24-month option. We have choices for CPA slash tax preparer slash accountant, depending what the borrower uses, for a professionally prepared report, let's put it that way, or a borrower prepared report with only a verification letter from the tax preparer. So the P&L report option is used instead of as a workaround, let's call it this, as a workaround for the bank statement option when we're having issues with things like declining trends or verifiable large deposits or too many NSFs or overdrafts, anything like that, which could cause issues to your bank statement loan. So when that's the case, then, or in cases where you submit a bank statement loan, but the underwriter may have issues because they see a lot of expenses going out as well. So they need some additional income documentation, and that additional income documentation will usually be a profit and loss report. So again, the P&L is a solution for many issues with alt-doc loans, specifically bank statement loan. So again, remember, it can be professionally prepared or borrower prepared, but you really have to look at the guidelines on that. Really important, any of the 12 months or 24 months. Something also to note, it does not need to be an audited report. It's basically an income and expense compilation put on the letterhead of the tax preparer. So let me go ahead and share my options with you today. Okay. Our first option is primary property, a purchase, 90% LTV. Now, 90% is the maximum LTV for P&L loans, and 90% LTV is also the maximum LTV for all non-QM loans. And as always, never any mortgage insurance applicable for any non-QM loan, even at a 90% LTV. So for our primary purchase P&L here, our lowest cost option is 10.375, and you can buy that down all the way to 8.875%. For our primary purchase, 90% LTV. So I lower the LTV here to 85% just to give you a little idea of how much better the rate can get at the lower LTV. So now we go from a lowest cost rate of 10.375 at a 90% to a lowest cost rate of 9.25 at 85% LTV. 5% down more gives you much lower rate. You can buy that down all the way to 8% at a cost of 2.5 points. Now for our investment options, 85% LTV is the maximum LTV here. We have some great rates because now we're adding a 3-year prepayment penalty. So that does give us a bump in the pricing. So now we are at 10.249 as our lowest cost option. And this is a really awesome and deep rate sheet. You can buy that, the rate down all the way to 7.999 at a cost of 3.5 points. That's our 85% LTV purchase for investment. And then our 80% LTV investment purchase, which is more the standard LTV, look at how much better the rates get. We're looking at 8.875, almost at par. And you can buy that down to 7.125%. Wow. For a P&L loan, remember, we're verifying income with just a piece of paper with some numbers on it. And now our last two examples are for cash outs, cash out refi. So our first example here, cash out, is for the primary. 80% LTV is the maximum loan to value for the cash out refi primary, and pretty good rates there. I'll say 8.75 is at par, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.5% for your 80% LTV primary cash out refi. And our last example is same 80%, but this time we're looking at an investment property, 80% with a 3-year prepay, excellent rates, 9.125 is almost at par, our lowest cost option, with a cost of 0.125, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.75% at a cost of 3.375 points. So some amazing options here for our profit and loss loan. The maximum LTV is a little bit lower on the cash out for this P&L option than for example, bank statement, which goes up to an 85% max LTV on the cash out for a primary residence. P&L is a little less, has a little less depth in secondary, a little less appetite for the P&L loan as there is for bank statements, for example, hence a little bit of a cut in the cash out LTV on a primary to 80%.
Okay, I do not see any questions here, but definitely a great program and a great solution to have, right? Absolutely. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up then. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into different topics. We'll have some new topics for you next week. Thank you for tuning in. Hope everyone has a great weekend. We will see you Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.